guys, and welcome to Kaputas, where we question everything with no filter.
Today, we will be starting off with something a little bit different, something we don't normally do.
We're gonna change it up a little bit and start with a quote today.
With a quote, yes. Whoa. Fancy.
Honestly.
So today's quote is honestly very much on topic with the changes we're going through and
in
stuff.
In our lives. Hopefully, with your lives as well.
Yeah, that's the thing, and the fact that we've been enlightened to this, I guess, quote is a fancy unquote way. But I feel like I've come such a long way with myself, like, internally. Agreed. And I want to drill this in for other people because they're not going to hear it until they're ready to, if you know what I mean. But I'm going to drill it in as much as possible.
Yes.
So our quote is, when you start seeing your worth, you'll find it harder to stay around people who don't.
Yes.
And that's honestly it. Like, you need to cut toxicity out of your life. It doesn't matter if they're blood. Doesn't matter if you know them your whole life. It doesn't fucking matter. If they're toxic, cut that shit.
Honestly, and I feel as though it comes to a reason why you would be hesitant to that is if you have, like, time with this specific person, you know what I mean? Like, I feel as though if I was in a relationship and I've been in this relationship for 3 years, it's like, I've already invested 3 years of my life. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to give up.
It's like, the thing is, you know what you deserve. You know what I mean? It's like, you know if you don't like the way you're treated. You know if you don't like the way you're spoken to. And it's the kind of thing where it's like, if you speak to this person and address these issues, but it's still a reoccurring problem, like, if it's not something that you can fix, then what are you doing?
And if it's not even something that's, like, being discussed, if they're, like, discrediting your feelings and being, like, stop being dramatic, it doesn't matter. Like, that shit where it's like, okay, we're done.
Honestly. And I feel as though it's like, if I've already suffered through it, like, suffered quote-unquote, like, for I don't know, like, I just said, like, 3 years. It's like, what? But she was treating me already, like, this way for 3 years, or he was doing this for already, and we've already gone 3-4 years together. Like, I'm speaking mostly, like, my example's mostly, like, in a romantic, relationship kind of way. It's like, I mean, I've already withstood it for, like, 3 years. I've already, like,
what's another few years?
That's the thing, it's like, do you want another, like, 10 years of this bullshit? Like, it's either you call for change, you're slowly addressing that change, because nobody's perfect, nobody's gonna be your ideal person right from the get-go.
Well, that's the problem, it's waiting for that change. That's why people stay, where it's like, no, I can't take this for another 3 years.
But there's a difference between actively seeing somebody, like, make an effort and understand, or, like, you know what I mean, try to correct their shit, versus it's like, you don't know what you're talking about, or it just keeps happening, even though, like, every single time you're like, hey, I don't like it when you do this, and it's like, there's no change, there's no nothing. Like, even when you call them out on it, it's like, ugh, well, like, whatever, like, you don't have something better to, you know what I mean?
I feel like, at least in my opinion, when somebody is that obviously toxic, it's easy to cut them out. But what about the people who are toxic on accident? Who are toxic because they allow toxicity?
That's also not somebody that you want in your life.
I know, but those are harder. I know, but it's not, it's not directly towards me, and even though it is, it's not because they mean to, it's because they're allowing toxicity. Those kind of people are hard for me to cut out.
They're not the quality of person that you deserve to have in your life.
I know, but at the same time, if you ended up getting in a toxic relationship, I would never give up on you. And you might drag me into your toxicity and never be enlightened to how toxic your relationship is, but I wouldn't be able to give you up, even though you could drag me down with you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that,
but
that toxicity, I feel like, sucks, because even though you see it, you don't give up on that person. You know, I feel personally, if the person is being toxic to you directly, like, this person is directly bringing you down, cut them out. I don't understand how people wouldn't cut them out. Like, I understand that has to do with lacking self-love, yeki seke yo, but I just don't see it. If you're not treating me the way I deserve to be treated, I'm cutting you out of my life.
You say that now, though. It's taken us a long time to get to this point.
It has, but honestly, it really hasn't.
Like,
I've always known. Yeah. I really have. I've never been in a friendship after middle school. After middle school, I've never been in a friendship where I wasn't being treated correctly. Just my stance on it was a little, like, dramatic, that I chose to cut everybody out and not make any friends, because I know that most people have a toxic streak, you know?
Yeah.
But after middle school, I haven't been doing that shit. The only people that I was allowing were blood. And at this point, but at the same time, I lived with blood.
Yeah.
So I couldn't not see you. I couldn't not interact with you. I saw you every single fucking day, you know?
Yes. I know.
So now that I can cut blood, I am.
But as in, going back to your other example, so you're saying, like, if I, with my romantic partner, like, if there was toxicity
if you got with some super toxic dude, who, whatever he did, and, like, it was fucking you up, which in turn was fucking up our friendship, because, of course, you're with someone toxic, I wouldn't give up on you. Like, I would fight you every single day, dump his ass.
But then I feel as though that's not applicable to you, though. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's already, like, a different issue because you're seeing toxicity in somebody else's life. But, it's not, like, directly affecting you.
But it is.
Is because it? You're going to change. Because I bring that into our relationship?
Of course you will. Prime example, our third friend. Exhibit A. Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, that's why I'm not willing to cut out because they'll do toxic things because of their environment.
Do you honestly feel like that's the only reason?
That's a huge part of it, yes. For a fact.
Damn.
If subject A's toxicity didn't exist, it would not have been that bad. Oh, goodness.
Aw. They're knocking at our door.
They really are.
Ready? So we had a little...
Yes, the children on set were being a little rambunctious.
So misbehaved.
Perfect segue, because if not, we'd be talking about the quote for like 2 hours.
I know, exactly.
So now we're hopping into what we were going to talk about, and I don't know what it is.
Ready? Because it's not even talk about. What's going to happen is you're interviewing for a job.
Again?
But you don't know what position you're interviewing for. So I'm going to interview you.
Do I have to ultimately guess?
I don't think so. Just we'll see if you suck or not. What? At, like, guessing. Because you have to answer, like, you would answer questions differently depending on what kind of job you had, you know?
Okay.
So it's like, and you want to, like, at least, just to preface, the first question is going to be, can you tell me something about yourself? You obviously want to present something that'll be beneficial to the job. So.
And are you going to give me probing questions so that I know what the position is? Like, that whole who's line thing?
Not really, because what if I'm funny is the second job is like, why do you want to work as a stripper? It's like, I'm not going to be asking you that, because it's going to literally tell you what the job is.
Oh.
So,
is the job a stripper?
No.
I was going to say, you just spoiled it. Or is it? Dumbass.
And actually, I'm not going to say it. Hopefully, you guys know what it is based off of the title of the podcast.
Oh.
Because I was going to be like, walk away and I'll tell them what it is and then like, come back. But no, just read the title and you'll know what it is.
Okay. All right.
Ready?
Let's see what happens.
So, hi. Welcome.
How are you doing today?
Oh, wow.
I'm here for the interview.
Gotta get into character. Yeah, of course. Hi. So, how was the drive here?
Oh, you know, traffic.
Yes, it was horrible today.
Yes,
it?
The car wouldn't stop, but
oh, you came by car?
I don't know if this is racist. I don't know what my accent is. Oh, I'm gonna go back to my regular voice.
You can be country. Though I feel like that was a really harsh country.
Was it country?
Was it?
It my was vehicular it? Device was a little rambunctious this morning.
Was it?
Yes. But I got a tow truck and it towed me here, so here I am.
Is this going to be a recurring issue?
No, don't worry about it.
Oh. It's like,
it's all good.
It's not your business.
Yeah, mind your business. We're here for the interview.
Okay, ready? So tell me something about yourself.
I am a human.
Yes.
I have 8.5 shoe size. Favorite color, I don't like labels. So I don't conform to society's standards of needing a favorite. But I do love giraffes. So that just a little tidbit for you.
Okay.
Giraffes are cute.
What about anything that would help me further assess your
qualifications
for this position?
I got you.
Position?
I'm very strong. I can carry like 10 pounds in each arm for a couple minutes.
Okay.
I'm very good at squatting, so I have the squat lift. I actually suck ass at squatting, that's a lie, sorry. Let me not lie.
Let me not set fake expectations.
I can do like 2 squats efficiently. After that, no. I don't put me down for cardio. Can't do that at all. I don't run. I walk. I only
leisure
stroll.
And do you feel as though...
This is all important. Don't interrupt me. I leisure stroll. I pluck my eyebrows pretty regularly. I like to keep them well maintained. I see that you don't You don't feel the need to do that, but that's okay. To each their own. I will not be wearing makeup. Okay. Sometimes, if I choose to, I'll decide to, but that's not your business either, so I don't really like makeup, so don't count on that. I can't do it really well either. I don't even own foundation, so I couldn't even do it if I wanted to. I have a primer, though. I do face care.
Let's hope you're not auditioning to be a makeup artist.
I won't be making the makeup, but I can do the makeup to others very poorly.
So
if that's the job, just kick me out now. I'm just kidding.
Okay. There's the door.
Yeah. There's the door, bitch!
Oh.
It's a TikTok? No.
Oh, yeah. You're good. Good job.
It's
okay if you don't have anything else.
I have more, don't worry.
Oh.
You're gonna get to know me very well today. I don't like scented lotions. My skin's very sensitive. I have to use scentless. I also have to use scentless soap.
What position do you think you're applying for?
You asked me to tell you about myself, so here you go, bitch.
Yeah.
Well, literally, I just bought a new shampoo and conditioner.
The website that I'm on is literally, this is, like, to help, like, these are possible interview questions for this position. Like, you know what I mean? So it literally says, try to stay relevant, speak about your work experience or skills, and career choice if you happen to have no experience.
Okay.
And mention one or two hobbies. Do not elaborate on individual things. They will ask if they want to know more. Keep it simple at this point.
You know what?
That's literally the advice.
I like to change things up.
Yeah.
I'm very good at scanning and bagging. I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I always use the self-checkout at Target and Walmart. So, and I get in and out pretty quick. Pretty fucking quick. I'm like a beep, beep bag. It's a perfect rhythm. You do 3-1, 3-1.
It's actually not horrible. You're supposed to do scan bag.
Once again, I defy the standards of society. Watch how quick I get in and out of Walmart. Don't nobody get in and out as quick as I do. And I shop. But you catch me running, leisurely strolling. I don't run. You catch me leisurely strolling quite quick. I get all my shit, bang, scan, out.
Understood.
I'm also very good at driving, I'd say. I'm a very defensive driver, but I can drive stick shift. I bet nobody else can do that. So if it's a bus job...
Ready?
Okay.
Yes. Why do you want to work at this for this position, or apply for this position?
Honestly, there's one good reason why. Money.
Money?
Money.
What is your expected salary?
Hundo. Oh, my hand farted. Hundo minimum.
100?
100,000. 100 grand?
Every three years?
Every year.
Oh, yearly?
Starting wage.
Oh, understood.
Yeah. You gotta pay all my bills. I'm pretty Cifrina.
What do you want to achieve in this position?
Wealth. Luxury.
Like cricket. As in within this career, what are some achievements that you would like to
experience?
See?
Experience, knowledge, talent, ability. Those are things that I would like to get out of this job.
I love how it's just the one word.
Yes.
Like, you're not even, like...
No. Like, I'd like those four things out of this job.
Interesting.
Five. Wealth, ability, experience, talent. There's another one I forgot.
Have you ever been to...
I can't understand you. Please speak clear.
Have you ever been to prison?
That's none of your business. What are you gonna ask me next? My sexual orientation? Keep it in your pants.
No, have you ever been to prison?
Why do you want to know?
This is important for this job career. Or for this, apparent.
Okay. let me answer honestly. Yes. I have been to a prison. Okay. Was I just visiting? Maybe. Was I incarcerated? Potentially.
Okay, have you had any positive experiences?
In the prison?
Yes.
I don't know if I'd call them positive.
Have you had negative experiences?
That's more accurate.
Do you not find the prison atmosphere to have any kind of positive qualities?
Am I gonna work as a guard or something? Should I enjoy prison time? I don't know. This feels like a trick question.
Do you have an understanding of how prisons work?
Yeah, this is very prison-based. I think I'm going to be a guard.
I'm literally focusing very much on... I understand there's
gates and chains, maybe? People.
Understood, yeah. Can you tell me something more about your work experience?
I did a lot of it. I was quite good. Employee of the month, often.
Employee of the month, weekly.
Yeah. Raises were given when raise time came around. Pay was good. Call off minimal. Reliability, 70%.
Oh, why 70?
That's personal. Medical reasons.
You give me nothing to work with. What the fuck? Ready? Have you ever worked with inmates?
Okay, this is very prison-oriented.
I'm sorry that I focused a lot on the prison one because you gave me nothing. So, I mean, this is the second inmate question.
But. I'm very good at cohabiting. Is that how you say? Cohabitation is not out of the question for me.
You would want to live with the inmates?
That's not what I said. I'm alluding to the fact that I'm very capable of interacting with inmates on a very intimate level. Cohabitation. Intimate. Cohabitation. The intimacy is cohabitation. I think that might be a word. Oh. It might not be. So.
Please elaborate.
That's personal. You ask a lot of personal questions.
Describe an average inmate.
Human. Potentially bad person. Some wrongfully arrested. Sadness, maybe? Loneliness?
This is the average inmate to you?
Sure.
Have you worked with inmates previously?
Potentially.
Yes or no?
I plead the fifth.
Have you not interacted with inmates? I do not wish to disclose. Fine. How do you imagine your daily job to look like? Well, what would you imagine a day in the job looks like?
Work. 30-minute break. 2:15s. Sitting around.
You will be sitting during the job?
Preferably.
Walk me through your day. How would your day start? Ideally, at what time?
Okay. Wake up. Mm-hmm. 10 p.m. sounds... 10 a.m.
Would you like the overnight shift?
No, 10 a.m. is good.
10 a.m.? Mm-hmm. Wake up?
Mm-hmm. At my house. Arrive to work. 12-ish, maybe.
Okay, 12 p.m. Shift starting at 12 p.m., understood. Mm-hmm.
Get into work. Say hi to all my coworkers.
Okay.
Clock in. Begin the job. After a few hours, take a 15.
Those hours where you're beginning the job, from when you clock in to from when you take your 15, what do you think that would look like?
A lot of diligent working, concentration.
If you were to have any kind of interaction, what do you think that would look like?
Hello. Hi. On your way. Good days.
Understood. Let's see, what motivates you?
Money. Wealth. Luxury goods.
Future vacation time.
Yes.
Overtime payments.
Yes, yes, yes. All of the above.
Lost and found goods.
That one is a good one. You never know what you might
you
find.
You never know. Interesting. Anything else on a more personal level that might motivate you?
Weekends.
Weekends.
I want them off.
Oh, you're not available to work weekends?
No. Personal reasons. Personal reason being, I don't want to.
It's like clubbing. Clubbing, personal reasons.
Yes, exactly.
Day drinking reasons.
Exactly.
Personal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All personal.
I'm not an alcoholic.
Not at all.
Are you afraid of any person or situation?
Heights are pretty scary. I don't like climbing things. I don't have a lot of upper body strength. Don't make me dangle on anything.
Are these things that you feel will infringe on your ability to do the job?
Not alone, no. Not at all. I will not be going near heights.
You had mentioned previously to not put you down for cardio.
Yeah, no cardio.
Are you not willing, if it's something that the company would provide or pay for, to do any kind of physical regimen, any kind of workout?
No, none of that.
How do you intend on performing?
Whoa. Luck and minimal effort.
Minimal effort?
Minimal effort.
Is this a strategy, a technique?
Yes. You shall see. You shall see.
Could you elaborate on this?
Me putting in minimal effort means I will last longer than my coworkers.
Understood. You did also previously say that you would not be running.
None of that.
What if
the occasion calls for it?
Mm-hmm.
Leisure stroll will get me to my destination.
What if you have to get to a destination before somebody else?
I will drag that person back, potentially tie them up, leave them behind. A good whoosh, and knock them out so I will reach the destination first.
Understood. Have you been in a fight with someone?
Recently, no.
Before recent?
Before recent, it's a personal question.
We have to know.
If I've ever been in a fight?
Yes.
Physical or verbal?
Any.
Then the answer would be yes. What comes to mind? I have been in fights.
Okay.
I'm a very passive individual. Just like, no, just go back.
Understood. Can you please explain to me the situation in which you had a verbal altercation?
Person A got angry. Person B retaliated. Person A landed on the floor.
Would you be person A or person or person B?
I'd rather not give names. It's a little personal. Person B, punches were thrown, names were called, hugs were given, ultimately. Resolution.
And was this
reached.
in a work setting?
No. That's why I told you it's home personal. Setting? Bus setting. Yes.
Is this a regular occurrence?
No.
How many times on average have situations like this occurred?
A couple times a week.
Oh. Understood. And is this something that you feel as though you might bring into the workplace?
No. No.
We have rules for everything here.
Of course. I like rules.
Tell me about the time you found it difficult to follow the rule.
Never. I like rules. I follow them to a T. Unless they're being enforced by a superior.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider this a problem?
Yeah, I can read the rule book. You don't gotta tell me what it is. Mm. You know what I mean?
Understood. And if a superior were in a kind of position to remind you of said rule book, that would...
Superior might end up with a knuckle sandwich. Superior might not like the outcome.
Is this violent streak something that will be shown often to superiors?
Not if they don't hover over me. Then, yeah. I like my space.
But go ahead and tell me in more detail about a time you found it difficult to follow the rules.
When someone was enforcing it.
And in that situation, what
What did you do? How did you react exactly?
I was doing job. Superior said, no, don't do it like that. I said, bitch, try me. Superior said, stop that. And I went, whoopsh. Superior landed on floor. I ultimately resigned.
Now, with your position, you will be having people who are below you.
I'm a great superior.
You as a superior?
Phenomenal. Good decision.
Would you lash out at underlings if they...
Never. I'm fit to be in a position of power. I will not let the power get to my head. I will rule with an iron fist and a big heart.
It's like eye for eye.
Yes. Always. An eye for an eye. That would be a great
Understood. Imagine you saw four prisoners.
Okay. Seems like I'm gonna be a guard.
Beating a fifth in the corridor.
Okay.
What action would you take?
I would tell them wait. I would get three other inmates that were willing to scuffle, and then it would be a 4-on-4 battle, and then it would be fair, and I would sit back and watch. Because 4-on-1, that's not fair. Mm. You have to even out the odds.
Understood. What are your salary expectations?
I said already.
I would like to clarify once more.
Hundo thousand. Hundo grand.
Understood.
Plus. That's minimum.
Give me a time when you have worked with a younger individual to resolve behavioral problems.
My little nephew one time threw a
in
buck.
The work setting.
Oh. I didn't ever work with no minors in this work setting. That's weird. You can't hire minors. Why would you hire minors? That's weird. What kind of company is this?
Okay, so you don't have any work experience with younger individuals?
No.
Hypothetically, if you were to work with a younger individual, how would you work that situation?
I would once go again, to my job.
To resolve behavioral problems. How would you work with a younger individual to resolve a behavioral problem?
I'm thinking that you're talking about working with, like, a 6-year-old. An adult would know how to handle themselves no matter their age.
That is not true.
Their age doesn't matter. I would handle it the same with everybody. Grandpa, 18-year-old, whoopsh, pick yourself.
Only like, what? Oh, interesting. So you would slap them into submission.
Something like that, yes.
Interesting.
I'm not a violent person.
You're not?
No.
Describe a situation when you were under pressure at work.
I don't like tense pressure situations, so never. I've always worked in a very calm environment.
What if the situation you were placed in had unexpected pressure, unexpected stress?
I would resign.
Understood.
I do not work well under pressure.
And you're aware that this job is a high
pay, yes. I know the pay is
it
high.
Has a lot of stress and a lot of unexpected situations in which you will be placed under pressure
I will not be participating danger. In those situations. Oh. I will step away.
What do you consider the toughest aspect of this job?
Waking up in the morning.
Of the job.
Clocking in.
The clocking in system is pretty simple.
Mentally, for me, no.
During work hours, what is the toughest aspect?
I got aspect. It. Yeah. Waiting for my breaks. That's pretty tough.
You're so annoying. A friendly inmate with a great track record in recent years tries to start a relationship with you. What would you do?
Depending on their age. Attraction. Like, if they're attractive or not. And
you would be working with members of the same sex. Is that an issue?
No. Why would that be an issue?
Same questions?
I only like to interact with people who are on my level of beauty and brains.
Are you assuming that this would be a romantic relationship?
No, are you? What are you asking me right now?
I'm asking if you were assuming that this would be a romantic relationship?
Not at all.
Okay, so then, what would you do?
Befriend them, be kind. Why would I?
You would become friends with them?
What am I supposed to be? Rude, mean, not kind?
They are trying to start a relationship with you.
We can be friends, I don't mind.
Okay. How important is teamwork for you? Do you consider yourself a team player?
No. Teamwork sucks ass. Everyone can do their shit on their own.
What will make you leave this job?
Forcing me to do teamwork. Mr. Interview Person. What seems to be the problem?
That's the end. Oh, those are the questions, yeah. Do you know what you are?
A prison guard?
No, you're a correctional officer.
What is that?
To be honest, I don't know exactly. But I think it's people who work with prisoners to, like, get them back on track, help them with their lives.
Oh.
So, I mean, you're working in a prison setting, but you're kind of like a psychologist type vibe.
I think I'd be perfect for that job. Please hire me.
Based off of your interview questions. I think we would not. I am so sorry to say.
You wouldn't hire me?
No.
What did you not like about
me? Other than your violent streak, your lack of teamwork, your what is it?
What
teamwork? High salary expectations?
Hold up, when would I ever have to lack work in a team? Lack of experience? When would I have to work? Lack of experience? I told you I was strong, I could squat.
You said no to that! You right. said it, then you said you lied.
That's true.
Yeah, so, and describing an average inmate, I mean, because I just find it funny, because it says here, have you ever been to prison? And you were like, no, and I was like, it says, try to focus on positive experience and understanding how these facilities work with their daily regimen, shift patterns, strong rules of discipline, etc. At least it says, are you afraid of any person or situation? You were like, yeah, like heights. It's like, in no way should you be afraid, but at the same time, you should understand the dangers the job represents and clearly explain them in the interview. And have you ever been in a fight with someone? You were like, not recently. And it says, better say not. If you were stressed that it was self-defense or that you were defending someone who was attacked, you were like, bust. So shoot was said, punches were thrown. We won't say who did it first.
We won't say. How so, would I handle someone with behavioral issues?
Exactly. Like, talk straight, boy.
I would hire me.
I wouldn't. Mm. But yeah. So yeah, I don't know if this is like a thing with you, but like I feel like you're not good at interviews.
You think?
I think.
The thing is, it's because
you don't care, I know.
Yes, if I did care, I'd be super nervous, and to think I'm sweating and it doesn't even matter.
Are you?
Yes.
I swear.
I may have seemed calm and collected, I was not. You
just like, yeah. I swear, this isn't what you're actually like during an actual interview.
I'm not good at elaborating.
You really are. Because it's like, what was the question? It's like, oh, show respect in an interview. How interesting.
How are you today?
But other questions, it's like, why do you want to work as a correctional officer?
Because I think I'd do well.
That's such a horrible answer.
Well, why else would I want to work as one?
You would want at least pretend to show.
I want to change lives.
It's like, I want to be able to help people out of tough situations. I want to be able to be that person in order to, like, better someone's life, let them take the first few steps in the right direction towards being a better
citizen. Maybe you should apply for this job.
Yeah, maybe I want to be a correctional officer. I mean, I feel like that's low-key the answer to everything. It's just, like, trying to, like, help people, like, you know, make that difference, like, make change. And even though, like, just one person, just making a small change or letting somebody see, like, just a small difference, a small hope, like, anything in their lives, you know, just to get them back on the right track. I feel like this would really be a
surprise. Damn, you know how to talk good.
I feel like I really do.
The rest of us don't.
The rest of us. I feel like you shouldn't compare yourself to the rest of the world. I feel like
you're right. People I am know superior. How to be. I shouldn't compare myself.
Cricket.
I should not lower myself.
You really shouldn't. You are a god.
I know. Yes. Don't feel my God complex because it's already there. Girl,
the thing is, I wouldn't fuel you if there was nothing to fuel.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah, no, amen. The thing is, that's why we're friends. I need you to understand that. It's like,
I fuel your ego and you fuel my God complex.
Shut the fuck up.
I fuel your ego.
When?
Talent-wise, I fuel your ego.
But I feel like you put me down, though. It's like, you're so talented, but you don't do shit. It's like, well, damn,
well, man. That's because you don't do shit, and I'm shut like, why up. Don't you do shit? If I had an ounce, a smidge, a pinch of your talent. Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to yell. It just came out. Yeah. If I had an ounce, a smidge, a pinch of your talent, I don't know
what talent for what, though?
The arts.
Art? You think I should pursue a career in art?
I would pursue a career in art. I would pursue a career in singing. I'd pursue a career in writing. I'd pursue a
you
career
you think I could math. Be a singer?
I think you could go to Broadway.
Me too.
Yeah.
But like, where? I don't know how you but go like, about. My stage fright would just.
You'd kill be fine. Me. You'd get over it. You'd get over it. You're fine.
I really can't.
You can.
I'm terrified.
You're not. You don't crack under pressure. You'd be fine.
You've never seen me under pressure.
And whenever we did presentations, you always did fine.
Did I?
Yeah.
I always felt my voice shake.
Okay, in the beginning it does, and then it doesn't.
Yeah, I guess just get used to it.
Yeah.
I wish they had more interview questions. They don't have any more. So but yeah.
You don't hire me?
I wouldn't. Please? No, I'm please. Sorry. I don't think... I don't think you would do good as a
hire me.
I don't think you would do good as a correctional officer, but you can try again next time.
When is the next time? Tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I'll be back tomorrow. This position is going to. This position was already filled.
I'll be back tomorrow.
This position was already filled.
I'll come back tomorrow on the next day.
I'm the only interview person, and I won't be here.
I'll come back until I get the job.
I'm going.
Don't worry.
On vacation to Peru.
You'll give me the job.
I'm going to Peru.
I'll see you in Peru then.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to give you my hotel address?
No, I'll just follow you.
You. Where? I'm going tomorrow.
You have to drive to the airport. And then from the airport.
Do you know which airport?
I'll follow you.
Where?
Everywhere. What aren't you getting?
I don't know. Are you following me home?
Yes.
Oh.
I will follow you from the building. Everywhere you go. You won't see me, but I'll see you.
It's like, but you don't know what plane I'm getting on.
Until I do.
You can't just buy a plane ticket last minute like that.
You can't?
No. Can you?
I don't know. I don't know how airports work.
Me neither.
I guess I'll find out tomorrow.
I guess so. It's like, we'll win.
We'll rehash this in your hotel room tomorrow.
Says you're going to my hotel room.
I did.
You can't stay with me in my hotel room.
I didn't say I was going to stay with you. I'm just going to visit you for the interview.
I can't give you the position from Peru.
Why not?
Because I'm not the superior.
Oh, allow me to go speak to your superior. Who's okay. Your superior?
He's in Cuba. He's there right now. Uh-oh. I can give you his address if you want.
No, I'll follow you to Peru, and then we'll come back and you'll introduce me to him. We can go to Cuba instead, rendezvous with him.
Oh, how nice. If you pay for my plane ticket, I'll go with you.
Why is my character so obsessive?
I don't know, but always.
Always very obsessive.
Okay, ready? So I think we're going to stop here for today.
Yes.
No?
I didn't get the job. Why don't I ever get the job? Yes. I need a job.
You really give me nothing though. Like, I wish there was like just you would say a little bit more to where like you would be very wrong, you know? Like, it's like, yeah, I always fight people. It's like, I don't know, you want to be a boxer or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you always give a vague enough answer to where it might apply.
That was the idea.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess.
But this was fun. Well, we should do one where I have to guess what it is. I knew I had to do something with inmates, because yeah. There were, like, 20 inmate questions.
There were
in
a few.
Prison.
I was like, there weren't that many. Just, you didn't give me much for the prison question, so I was like, okay, like, do you know how prisons work? Do you know, like,
why do I need to know?
I don't know. I just focused on that question, because you gave me nothing. There were literally, like, three prison questions until we got the one where it's like four inmates are fighting with the fifth.
Four on four, like, and then we watch.
And then we place bets. We see. It's like, I'm not into the whole illegal shit. We will do it legally. We will charge taxes. Yeah, you place bets with taxes. That's another thing. It's like gambling's bad, I guess, right? But it's, like, fun. Even though people get, like, in debt.
It's addicting.
Is it?
The rush of winning. I mean, think about it. If you ever win, you'll want to win more.
But I wouldn't spend my whole life saving on anything, though.
Well, you would if you think you're going to win. If I told you, guaranteed, if you give me $10,000, I can turn it into $100,000. If you had the $10,000, would you give it to me?
I mean, I trust you.
Oh.
But if a random-ass person said that, I'd be like, hold up. Wait a minute. $10?
Turn it into a hundy, and then we'll see.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you $10, turn it into $100. Then I'll give you $100. You can turn that into $1,000. Then I'll give you $1,000, turn that into $10,000, and then we'll talk. I only spent $10.
No, you gave him $1,000.
Of money he just gave me.
Damn.
Life hack. Exactly.
So if anything, you didn't lose anything.
If anything, I lost $10.
They just moved their own money.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's smart. Wants to give you the $10,000. Okay, turn these $10,000 to $100,000.
Literally, actually, more like make it $9,000. I want to have a profit no matter what.
That's smart.
That's what I'm saying. Of course, it never actually works like that. Pero
it doesn't. But if it did, that'd be nice.
Exactly. But ready? I think we're gonna stop here for today. Okay. This was today's podcast. Hopefully, you guys were entertained.
I was entertained. I almost got a job.
I want us to do it the other way around as well. I want us to do like you interview me, even though I feel like I'm too good of an interviewer. I'll always get the job.
I do like should that. Should I try practices. To?
Should I? Oh, what?
I do have to interview for a job one day.
Oh shit! And you think this is practice?
Yes.
Your answers are not sufficient.
That's why I'm practicing.
Oh.
Hence the practice.
True. But whatchamacallit, I think what I should try to do is, like, be a different person for the interviews. Like, do I want to, like, do bad interview? Do I want to do, like, a good interview? Do I want to be a kid
for the interview? We should adopt personas. I need to figure out what to call my obsessive dry person. I feel like that's my most authentic, self. Jude?
I don't know.
I like it.
I feel like she's a Jude.
She's Jude.
Jude.
Like Jude is my authentic self.
Damn. Who is my authentic self?
We don't know. You're a Gemini.
Damn. We will never know.
We will never know. But you will have multiple personalities, so you should start naming them.
Should I?
Because I have one personality.
Literally give me a complex, though. If I start differentiating the different versions of myself, it's like, then it becomes too real.
Does it? You know what I mean? I feel like that'd be fun to be able to be different personas.
Yeah. I guess. Damn.
And then eventually you end up with a split personality disorder.
Shut up. Let's really hope I never get there. That's the thing.
I don't think you would.
Me neither. I feel like they're all low-key me, just different versions, but
like
still me.
And you just know how to adapt. That has nothing to do with that you're different people. It's that you can adapt well to your environment.
Agreed. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Ready? Close this out.
Yes. Today has been a day where we did a thing.
So good at this.
It's like I'm so good job. Everyone feels so satisfied with this ending.
Yeah, honestly. Okay, but yeah, you guys, thanks so much for tuning in today, and we'll see you when we see you.
Bye.